Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time for Ag in the City in Knoxville. Let's go in-depth with Darren Botkin and Larry Heemstra with Barker Implement and farmers Corin Fee and Larry Raleigh with the Marion County Farm Bureau. So, Larry, it's Ag in the City time again.
That's right. It's coming up June 29th and the 30th around the Knoxville Square.
And why is Ag in the City important?
It's a major event in the community. We're trying to bring the farmers and also the urban people and the city people together to educate them about agriculture, what's going on, and just have a lot of fun.
And Darren, what's your background in agriculture?
I've worked for a large ag company at Smith Fertilizer and Grain for 6 years, and my parents have a small hobby farm south of town here.
So you grew up in agriculture?
Yeah.
And you work for Barker Implement now?
Yep.
And so what's your involvement in Ag in the City?
I help organize and set up and bring stuff up there and just talk to people up there and just organize stuff to go up there.
And why do you think bringing agriculture to the city is a good idea?
Like Larry said, to bring more knowledge to the people that where their food is grown and how it's maintained and how we take care of the customers' needs, the farmers' needs, and machinery aspect.
We forget sometimes where our food comes from, don't we?
Yeah.
It doesn't come from the grocery store, does it?
No.
It comes from somewhere before then.
Yep.
And Corin, I know education about agriculture is important to you. You are involved in all kinds of outreach to the community. And Ag in the City is something you've been involved with for a long time?
That's correct. Yes, we were kind of help on the original planning session to help put it together. Actually, it kind of stemmed from Ag in the Classroom, where my mother went to the classrooms and had on third graders and went every month to their classes, and she was no longer able to do that. So we wanted some kind of an event to keep that connect. There's a real disconnect, not only with young people, but even our middle-aged people, because of their exposure to the farm has become less and less. It's an exciting time, but it's kind of a visual, hands-on, object lesson type thing that we can do with Ag in the City that we couldn't do. Even in Mom's presentations, it was posters and little talks. But here they can actually kick the tires, see the size of the machinery. Hopefully it will help them to develop a respect for the farmers as far as not only the capital investment that they have, but to have some respect for them when they see them on the highways and the roads, realizing how mammoth and how big they are, that perhaps it's even a safety issue that we can help reinforce that.
And so, Larry, I presume once again Barker Implement will have some equipment on the square in Knoxville.
Yes, we'll bring several pieces of equipment, tractors, balers, some smaller lawnmower for the residential people. We got some new gators coming, so there'll be a lot of equipment for them to experience. Sit on, won't let them drive them, but we'll let them sit on and get on them.
One of my favorite parts of it is watching the kids climb up.
Absolutely. As Corwin said, I've helped him with some classroom experience, and I'm astonished on how few farm kids actually live in the rural areas. You know, the community has changed as farmers get bigger. Grandpas might be involved in farms, but a lot of the younger generation really don't know what farming is about, and that's what this Ag in the City is, to try to help teach them a little bit of, like Corwin said, a little bit about what the equipment actually looks like, how mammoth some of it is, and to educate them on where our crops do come from.
Well, and this equipment is really, I mean, they're tractors and combines, but they're really space-age technologies, aren't they?
There's more electronics all the time, and as the way you grow the food, you plant or the plant the seed, and it grows, and you harvest it, is all the same. Just the equipment that we use today, the technology we use today, is combines can drive themselves, tractors can drive themselves, planters shut off, turn on by themselves. It's actually pretty amazing, but it's all an electronic system. So as long as the electronics all work correctly, it's awesome. But if they don't, we have a problem, and that's what we're going to try to prevent.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time it works.
I'd say 99% of the time it works. Most of the time it's operator error. It's kind of like a cell phone. When you get a new cell phone, you got to kind of push some buttons, figure out how it works. The electronics on a combine or a tractor or even a baler is all new electronics, and it's education. And actually, I take many, many classes to know how to run this equipment so I can tell my farmers how it works. And I know it's kind of ironic you're here today. I drove a tractor that come from the John Deere Training Center, and I go to training all the time, and I was going to go pick a planter up, and I couldn't get it to go over 13 miles an hour. And I'm, what's wrong with this tractor? And it took me about 3 or 4 minutes to figure out that they had a program, that's all faster it would go, had the motor detuned, and it took me a little bit to figure out why it wouldn't go. But a farmer, a new farmer, gets in a tractor that doesn't have the electronics, he's going to be a little frustrated and calling someone, how come this machine doesn't go the way it's supposed to? So it takes a lot of learning, and electronics is a good thing, but you got to know how to operate it as well.
And so you learn how to do that, and you provide that training.
Absolutely.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Ag in the City with Darren Botkin, Larry Heemstra, Corwin Fee, and Larry Raleigh. We're talking, let me guess, over $1 million worth of equipment that's going to be up on the square?
Oh, several million. Several million.
That's pretty amazing.
A combine can be a half a million in itself.
Half a million.
To expand on what Larry was saying, my son works for a seed corn company, and he has this farmer that actually... he has a large combine, and as he goes through the field, he pushes a button. This tractor starts, brings the grain cart over, unloads him on the go. As he goes through the field, he pushes another button. The tractor and cart goes back to where it started and waits for him to push the button again. No drivers in the tractor at all.
That's just amazing. So things have changed a lot since you first started farming, I bet, Corwin.
Sure, they have. As Larry said, the... basics is always the same, okay, from the days when they planted it with horses, all right? There's just certain, but the technology has been so advanced, not only in machinery, but in crop genetics, in hybrid selections, the things that they've got to build in some drought tolerance, they've built in some chemical tolerance, and so it's made the whole process more productive, which is something we need as our population continues to expand. That's going to be the challenge, to feed the world. We have been very blessed in the United States to have the most inexpensive and safest food supply in the world, and to maintain that, we need the technology of better and more fine-tuned equipment, and also better genetics as the population continues to grow.
Need to get more food out of
acre. That's for sure.
We're not growing new acres.
No, and it's going to have to be from increase. And I've heard something like in the next 40 years, we're going to need to grow as much production as we've grown from this point backward. In the next 40 years, we're going to have to grow that again just to feed the increase in population.
In Iowa and Marion County, we're right at the center of this, aren't we, Darren?
Yes, we are.
You're a younger guy. You grew up with this kind of technology. It's no big deal to you, is it?
Well, some of it's still new. It's new every season. There's something new that comes out that you've got to relearn and retrain yourself on. Yeah, but like the seed spacings and stuff like that have gone from, 7 inches down to almost 4.5, 5 inches on corn seed space, and it's down to the inch of where each seed is planted. And the further away you get, the less you produce. So that's why this the technology has to be there to be able to place the seed exactly, within a quarter of an inch of each other, of the 5 inches of a quarter inch either way. That's how precise the planters are now.
Okay, and so it's the planters, and it's when you fertilize too, or you maximize use of fertilizers. Does that happen too with today's technologies?
Some planters have fertilizer on them as well. But it's all about spacing. It's not having overcrowding. I know a lot of people have changed spacings. They've gone from 40-inch rows years and years ago, and then the rows just get narrower and narrower and narrower. As the most popular is probably 30-inch rows in this area, but a lot of farmers are starting to go to 20 on corn, And soybeans have been from 30 down to 15, not 7. I know they talk about the double rows. So just trying to increase the population to get more yield. As Corwin was saying, we have to increase the yield in the next 40 years. I have heard numbers that we have to double our production in the next 40 years to feed the population of the world as it's growing. We actually lose acres in the United States from the urban grow as we take acres out of production, so we have to grow more per acre that we do produce grain on.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Ag in the City with Darren Botkin, Larry Heemstra, Corwin Fee, and Larry Raleigh. Is part of the role of Ag in the City to get younger people involved in farming? I know you want to let people know more about farming, but are you using this as a mechanism to help get kids interested and to enter farming?
I think it's very much of a challenge, and a lot of the young people like challenges. And the farm economy has been doing very well the last few years. The United States needs agriculture because they are net importers of products, and agriculture is one of the main exporters of products, which they have, so it helps balance our balance of trade. And I think the challenges we face now, the young individuals are very interested in a lot of the challenges we have and the opportunities in agriculture. There's technology, there's farming, there's so much involved in agriculture, there's a lot of opportunities for young people to get involved.
I think I read something the other day that the average age of the Iowa farmer is what, 57, 58 years old?
I think it's even more than that.
I think it's closer to 60. Yeah, or more. Yeah. It has been a great opportunity for young people to be involved with agriculture. Agriculture by design has always been an up and down situation with so many outside influences that impact it that it was always kind of at best an optimal crapshoot to see how it was going to fare. Okay, but the last few years have been very profitable because of the commodities, and there has been a resurgence of young people's interest in agriculture. We lost almost a generation during the 80s and the early 90s because farming was so difficult. It was, the prices were such a struggle. The profitability was minimal at best, and so a lot of that generation went to the factories, went to the city to provide an income, which you can't blame them for. But now there's an opportunity in agriculture for a young person that's willing to make that commitment. And if he has any kind of help at all, which is a blessing, if they have some kind of a parent or some kind of a relative that's helped them to get involved with it, but they can make agriculture profitable and they can make it a very rewarding lifestyle. And there has been a resurgence of those kind of individuals in farming, not only in crop production, but also in livestock.
So there's a lot of people coming back home to the farm.
I could name 3 or 4 customers that have grandsons coming into the operation. As Corwin was saying, we've lost a generation. It's a huge, huge investment, and young people can't afford the investment, so they team up with other farmers or a parent or family member. But I know I have at least 3 or 4 customers that have grandsons that come back into the operation, which is exciting for the grandfather. I could name 2 people. They just jump up and down, are so glad that the grandsons are coming back to farm with them.
There are some government programs, beginning farmer programs, that assist young farmers in getting started in purchasing some ground, purchasing equipment. Also, they have a program where they're lining up individuals, farmers that are retirement age, that do not have any of their family interested in farming, that they can work individuals from all, actually it's people from across the country. And the Netherlands have come over and actually started farming with an individual that needed somebody to help, so then works into buying the farm and buying the operation.
Okay, so Ag in the City is coming up. There's lots going on. It's a great opportunity for the kids. It's a great opportunity for all of us to learn. Can you tell us more about the events, when it starts, things like that?
It starts on June 29th, which is a Friday at 5 o'clock. The Marion County Cattlemen will be serving food. We'll have entertainment on the stage starting around 6:30. We're having a goat milking contest again this year, and we're going to have some local politicians competing in that. And then we have entertainment to follow that. We're having some new exhibits this year. We're having the barn quilt display. The local FFA is having the barn quilt displays. We're having a mobile learning center trailer come in on biofuels. The people will be able to go into the trailer, and it's very entertaining and very, very active as far as working with the young people. And then we also have a there'll be some flex fuel cars there, a sheep shearing demonstration. All the rides are going to be free. The Pony Express rides will be free. The inflatable rides, the Ferris wheel. We're having fill a chuck wagon, setting pretty contest. A lot, like you said, the farm displays will be on there too, as well as the local fire departments. And then on Saturday, we have the farm animal petting zoo by the Twin Cedars FFA. That'll be going on both days. On Saturday, we have the Kiwanis pancake breakfast starting at 7 o'clock. A kitty petal pull, farmer's market. It'll be a big farmer's market going on Saturday. And then we'll have a lunch at noon.
Wow, those are two event-filled days. Corwin, did you have something to add?
Just that we would surely invite anyone to come, whether they're agricultural. Everyone is involved with agriculture at some level, okay, because all of us eat. But if perhaps they think, well, there's really nothing there that would interest me, I think they would still find it interesting to come around and view some of the equipment that's going to be on display, some of the livestock, but nothing else. They're just going to meet a nice lot of people that are very friendly, that want to discuss with them about their concerns about food safety, food production, whatever it might be, and that it's a very knowledgeable resource that they have access to on Friday and Saturday at Ag in the City.
I have one question for you, Larry.
What's that?
When are you going to let me drive a tractor?
Anytime you want.
Anytime I want. Just not from here to downtown?
Probably not. Well, I could give you enough training. I guess if that's what you'd want, I think I could train you. Anybody's trainable.
Thanks.
Did you just say most anybody?
I didn't say most, but maybe should have.
Thanks to Darren Botkin, Larry Heemstra, Corwin Fee, and Larry Raleigh for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.